Glad to see you were already set up, number 5038. Gag in. Milking machine on. Restraints in place. I see you behaved yourself for Chloe and didn't need a blindfold or earplugs. That's a great improvement for you, 5038. Your ass is still red, though. Weren't good enough to avoid a whipping, huh? Naughty little cow. You should know what to expect from milking day. I know you've only been here for 2 weeks now, but that's 4 milking sessions. This is your 5th one. You should know better by now. Or, do you have a stubborn streak, 5038? You better wipe that look off your face real quick before I wipe it off for you. Better yet, I can still get the blindfold so you won't see what's coming. Are you going to behave? Should I get the cattle prod? I'm going to grab it and keep it with me just in case you decide to give me some attitude again. It's amazing how sassy you can be without saying a single word. Oh, look. It's nice and charged up for you. You remember what this feels like, don't ya? During your first milking session, you got well acquainted with this tool, didn't you? I really thought that all that shocking would take the fight out of you and your system, but maybe you have forgotten what it feels like. It has been 2 weeks and you are just a dumb animal. It's not like cows have the best memory. Maybe I should shock you again to remind you how badly it hurts. How does the machine feel on your nipples, girly? You should see how big and puffy and red they look. I guess I shouldn't be calling them nipples since you're just a cow. Udders are more appropriate for you, especially with how your tits look now. Should I see how wet that pussy of yours is? I would think I would be a welcome distraction from the cold machine heartlessly milking you incessantly. Oh well, doesn't really matter what you want. You are an animal, and I own you. That means I can do whatever I want to you, and if I wanted to, I could keep you on this milking machine all week until you wouldn't feel normal unless you were being milked. Be grateful I'm not doing that, and I decided just to inspect how wet you are for me. I know you enjoy being milked despite how defiant you are. The sucking motion, it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's because you're a fucking cow. I can see it. Every session with the milker, you grow to enjoy it more and more. Soon you'll be begging for it. I love the look of my hand on your already red ass. It's a slightly darker red. I want to see if I spank this spot over and over again, will it leave a bruise in the shape of my hand? Why don't we find out? Hurts so good, right? Being spanked while being milked? Better my hand than being electrocuted with the cattle prod, right? The bruise hasn't even started forming yet. I think that means I need to do a few more. There we go. My hand is finally showing up on your ass in a purpley color. That's quite lovely, isn't it? Going to spank the attitude right out of you. What do you feel more? The stinging on your ass or the milking machine? Now that's the right shade for your ass. I know you know what comes next. My double-sided strap deep inside you so that I can get off while I fuck you. It presses right against my G-spots. I wonder if I can make myself squirt just from fucking you. Couldn't help myself, girly. Watching your ass jiggle while you squeal in pain from it is so entertaining. It gets me so fucking wet. Now, I'm going to give my little cow what she needs. My strap inside her pretty pussy while her nipples are milked. If you look to the left, you'll see how much you already produced. I'm going to fuck you until your tits are empty milk sacks. The good thing about you being a cow is that I can just start fucking into you roughly. Isn't that right, 5038? I don't have to worry about being gentle when I'm with a filthy animal like you. If you were a human, I would take my time. Make sure you're enjoying this, but I don't have to do any of that with you, do I? I can just slide my strap right inside your waiting hole and fuck into you with as much vigor as I want. Doesn't even matter if I make you feel good because this isn't about you. Feeling good isn't important to you. This is about reminding you what you are and who you are while you're being milked. Chloe did a wonder on these restraints though, I must say. I can grab onto the rope harnessing your back and get better leverage like this. Much better. That's easier for me to hit my G-spots. There we go. It feels so fucking good. I'm sure you wish it felt as good for you, but I am purposely missing that pleasure spot in you. You come from the milking machine, or you don't come at all. That's what a worthless cow like you deserves. Pleasure comes from your purpose. Your purpose is to be milked. Therefore, your pleasure comes from being milked on this cold, heartless machine that doesn't give two shits about how you feel. If it brings you some comforts, I don't care how you feel either. Are you trying to speak through the gag? Oh, come on, that's pathetic even for a dumb animal like you. The only noises that come from your lips should be moo. Go ahead. Try to moo for me around that gag while I pound into you. Let me hear how fucking pathetic you sound mooing around my strap. Oh, God. That's it, you worthless whore. Fucking moo, like the goddamn milker you are. You love being milked almost as much as you love taking my cock, don't you? No more glint of defiance in those eyes. It feels too good to pretend that you don't enjoy it, right? Just a mere 2 weeks ago, you were a human. You had goals, dreams, maybe some friends and family that care about you. And then you came here. And this is what you have been reduced to. Nothing but an animal to be milked and fucked. That's your whole existence at this point. How the mighty fall. You should be grateful that we decided to make you a milking cow instead of a fuck piggy. Though, with your degradation kink as far as the eye can see, I'm sure you would enjoy it. Oh, that's right, 5038. Everyone here knows how much you love being treated like this. All of our cows do. Maybe not at first, but they all grow to love it. Some even grow to need it. I wonder which you will be. The harder I thrust against you, the more your udder swing. Fucking look at that. Even with them swinging like that, the machine won't stop sucking away at your teats. This is too fucking funny. What a pathetic fucking cow. That's it. Keep taking my fucking strap like the whore you are. Look over to the side. Look at how much the machine has taken from you. And it just keeps going. There is still more left in you. From just looking at you, I think you're still too full. Too full for the machine to stop. I told you the machine won't stop until you're completely empty. And that's exactly what is happening. There is no way for you to stop this sooner. No amount of incoherent begging from behind the gag, regardless of how you try to move your hips, regardless of what you do. You're not going to get me to come faster, and it won't stop the machine. The machine has one purpose, just like you. The machine's job is to milk, and your job is to be milked. Milker and milky, if you will. The spanking, the being fucked, that's extras for you, 5038. Something special since you still have some fight left in you. I'm looking forward to watching that fire in your eyes dim over the next few months. I can tell you, I know you have a strong will, but this place is stronger. It breaks everyone, eventually. Including you. Those pathetic displays of fighting back. Yeah, those from the beginning of the session, they will soon fade. You'll be nothing but a husk. A former person turned into a depraved animal that we made them. What? You don't like that thought? Oh, well, too fucking bad. It doesn't matter what you want, what you like. None of it matters. And you know what I think? I think a small part of you wants this destruction that is being brought upon you. Wouldn't it be so much simpler to be a cow? You don't have to fight. No one here at the farm will think any less of you if you allow yourself to break. An enjoyable life of being taken care of, fucked, and milked. What more could you want, 5038? It's not like you had much else going on in your life before you came here. We are giving you a job, a purpose, a chance for you to be happy with the lot given to you in life. All you have to do is break for me. Let me do whatever I want to this filthy body of yours. Oh, I know, you're not going down without a fight. 2 weeks of this isn't enough to break an animal like you. But I will reduce you to nothing but the cow you are. An animal who lives to be milked by that machine. The machine you loathe so much will become your favorite thing in the world. All in due time, of course. The first thing that has to happen is for your mind to break and have you accept being my little cow, 5038. No semblance of the girl you used to be. Just an animal with udders desperate for milking and a soaking wet pussy that is hungry for my strap. Once you've accepted this change, then I'll be able to breed you. Ooh, now I'm picturing you with a swollen belly fixed to this machine, udders leaking everywhere. What a pretty sight you would make. Fuck. That thought is so fucking sexy. It's getting me closer and closer. I don't know if it's the constant simulation of my G-spot or picturing you in that scenario that got me this riled up all of a sudden. It could also be from how much more the milking machine has filled up. That machine is your new best friend, isn't it? It feels good the way it just takes and takes from you, never giving anything in return. It feels better that way, right? Animals don't expect anything in return. You take what is given to you, and this machine is so freely given to you. Let it feel good. Don't fight against how good the milker feels against you. Don't fight against how good my strap feels. If you don't fight it, I'll hit the spot that will make you moo so loudly. And you are going to moo. Can't really make any noises with that gag in your mouth other than moo, huh? Give me one good moo and I'll start hitting your G-spots. Come on, girly. Moo one more time for me. Oh, good girl. A cow that behaves gets a reward like this. It feels good, right? The sucking of the milking machine, my strap hitting your pleasure spots, that sting that has been slowly lessening while I fuck you. Why don't I fix that one? Oh, that's better. Your ass looks so much better red and bruised. I wonder, how many other bruises are going to be left on you once we're done? I can see the one in the shape of my aunt coming in. It's going to look so good. Such a nice decoration. That's at 5038. Let it feel good. Let my strap, let the machine make you feel good. Being an animal on this farm can be so much fun if you let it. It can feel so good. And while I love punishing you, hurting you, I want what is best for you. This is what is best for you, and you'll understand that. I'll fuck that understanding into you if I have to. I don't mind at all. It just means that I get to have more orgasms, and I get to deny you yours. Orgasms are for animals that behave, not worthless sluts that are defiant. What's more important to you? Being allowed to come, or keeping that mind of yours intact? Eventually, you are going to pick the orgasm. They always do. And let's face it, just between us, it's already been 2 weeks. How much longer are you going to last, huh? My bet is another month at most, and that's being generous. I know I've just started hitting the spot that might make you come, but I'm getting close. I know it might not sound like it, but you aren't the first whore I fucked today, and you won't be the last one. It's the best part of my job. Fucking cows like you, 5038, while they're being milked. It helps remind the worthless animals of their place, as well as break the ones like you. The ones that have hope for getting out of here or something. What can I say? Getting rid of any ounce of defiance within a stubborn animal turns me on like nothing else. There is nothing more satisfying than chipping away at your sense of self until you're nothing. And then finally, I can mold you into whatever I want. You get to be a good little milker, and eventually, when you're ready, I'll add you to the rest of the population. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You need to break first. I wouldn't want to add you with the other cows and then have them start getting ideas in that tiny head of theirs. That's why you've been alone for so long, 5038. We don't let animals that aren't completely accepting of their new position with the others. That and being alone has proven to make those of weaker wills break faster. Like I said, I wouldn't give you more than a month until you're completely gone. In a month. In a month, the only noises you will make are moves. Oh, you will come to love the milking machine and find peace when you're tied up like this. It'll be like second nature, another home being tied up. When I enter your stall, you'll get excited because it means that you're getting fucked. When you've accepted your life as a cow made for milking, then you'll finally get to orgasm. You'll associate me with coming. If you're one of the best milkers, then you'll be able to come from being milked alone. That's my dream for you. You want that, don't you? To be able to come without having to be touched or fucked? Just the cold, lifeless machine sucking away at you will be enough to make a dirty animal come. Oh, that's right, 5038. Oh, within the month, I'm sure this will be the new and improved you. No more thoughts in that head of yours. It's not like you'll need it. Your only job is to be milked and fucked. Once those are your only two thoughts, you'll be able to join the others like you. The many others that have broken, some of them even as defiant as you, some more, some less. Oh, and you won't be shoved back into that lonely stall after you're done your milking session. Doesn't that sound nice? To be with the rest of the population, to be surrounded by other cows like yourself. You want that, don't you? Yeah, you do. After a proper milking and breeding session, you'll be able to spend some time with the others instead of just yourself for company. All it takes is for you to give in and let the transformation take place. Don't fight it. Trust me. Trust me, this is for the best. I know what is best for you. 5038. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Oh, did you not come? What a shame. I told you, you don't get to come until I break that defiant streak in you, 5038. Your reward for accepting that you are a cow made for milking is finally being able to orgasm. Until then, you are just going to be edged while being milked. Inspecting your face, I still see you have a bit of fire in your eyes. I'm sure your defiant streak will be back in full force tomorrow when Chloe comes in to give you your breakfast. Don't worry, 5038. You'll learn to love Milking Day soon enough.